Good morning. Today we're going to build on what we started yesterday, where we said that there are two Gemaras that apparently conflict with one another. Based on the first one, it seems that somebody who's not a Kohen indeed can go up in Duchen, like the Kohanim. On the other hand, the second Gemara said that there's an Isser Aseh, it's just for the Kohanim. Kol Tevarchu Kohanim, give the Bracha to Klal Yisrael, but not non-Kohanim. And we brought three different reconciliations to that stira, to that conflict between those Gemaras, and we'll quickly go through those and add an additional two today, and then we'll see the nafkaminas between these various reconciliations. So the first reconciliation went as follows. The Darkei Moshe says it's problematic to Duchen, that's the second Gemara, if you are going up by yourself and there are no other Kohanim. But the first Gemara, where Rabbi Yossi says, I don't have a problem duchening, if my friends told me to duchen, I would do it, that's talking about if he went up with other Kohanim. So that's reconciliation number one. Reconciliation number two is the Magen Avraham, who said that the problem is if you are saying Shem Hashem, the name of God, Levatala, in vain. But if that's not the case, then there's not a problem. So we had a question then, where would we have a Shem Hashem Levatala? So it's one of two options, either because he'd be saying the bracha and only the Kohanim can say the bracha when they're about to do the duchening, or it's actually the psukim that are said, Yisimcha Elokim Franja, Yivrecha Hashem V'yishmerecha, Yer Hashem Banav Elecha V'yichunach, you're saying Shem Hashem in those psukim. So indeed that would be the problem. So reconciliation number two is the Magen Avraham, is the first Gemara with Rabbi Yossi says, I would go up, I would duchen, he would not say it with Shem Hashem, either the brach or the psukim. And the second Gemara that said it's a problem, the problem is when you're going to use Shem Hashem. The third reconciliation, I think, is the simplest one, is the Bach. And the Bach says, when it's not a problem, the first Gemara that Rabbi Yossi would go up, and he'd even say the bracha, that's talking about where he would not lift up his hands. It would not be with Nesias Kapayim, lifting up his hands as the Kohanim do. But the second Gemara that said specifically, a Kohen who goes up and does Nesias Kapayim, it's just for the Kohanim to do that, Kol Tevarchu, but a non-Kohen that does it, that is an Isser Aseh, that is talking about when the non-Kohen would lift up his hands like the Kohanim do. So that's the Bach's reconciliation. Number four, a new one for us, number four and number five will be new. The Magen Giborim says as follows, Demasha Amra Torah Atem V'lo Zarim, this that the second Gemara told us, that it's specifically for the Kohanim and not non-Kohanim, Eino Rak B'miskavin the Kavanas HaMitzvah, that's talking about specifically when the individual who is doing the Birkas Kohanim, he is intending that I am doing the mitzvah of Birkas Kohanim. I am acting like a Kohen. I'm doing the Birkas Kohanim. However, if that's not in intention, like in the first Gemara, Rabbi Yossi said, if my friends told me go up and duchen like the Kohanim, I would listen. It's not that he would intend to be duchen like the Kohanim. He was simply doing the act in order to not violate the request of his friends. Then accordingly, that would not be the problem. So here we have reconciliation. Number four depends on the intention of the non-Kohen that is acting like a Kohen. If he's intending to act like a Kohen, that's the second Gemara, that's problematic. Just the Kohanim can go up with the intentions of giving the bracha as Kohanim. But the first Gemara that Rabbi Yossi says, I would indeed go up with the and adhere to my friend's request, I'd go to the up and duchen, that's talking about when his intention wasn't to duchen like a Kohen, he was simply adhering to the request of his friends. And reconciliation number five is the Pnei Yehoshua. He says that this whole concept of having a prohibition, which is the second Gemara, Kol Tevarchu, it's just for the Kohanim, not for the non-Kohanim, that's talking about when we have a Beis HaMikdash, because that's when the Kohanim, when they would say Yevarechecha Hashem V'yishmerecha, they would say this real Shem Hashem, the Shem HaMefurash. However, if it's outside of where we have a Beis HaMikdash, or it's when we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, that's somebody who is saying the Psukim Yivrecha Hashem V'yishmerecha, is like he's reading Psukim out of the Torah. And apparently we'd have to be talking about when Rabbi Yossi says, I would go up, I would do it. He wouldn't say the bracha if he would go up. He would simply not say the bracha. But indeed, the whole reconciliation is as follows. The Isser Aseh is when we are in the Beis HaMikdash, and they would be saying the Psukim with Hashem Hashem, with Hashem HaMavurash. That would be the problem. Otherwise, it's not going to be a problem. So we have the five reconciliations. And now let's ask the nafkamina between them. What is the practical ramification for us when it comes to somebody giving a bracha to his children, boys, girls, giving to his children on Friday night with his hands on the head of the child. Is there a problem or not? So we're going to analyze it based on each of these five reconciliations. So based on the reconciliation of the Darkei Moshe, who said that the problem is when the person does it himself, but when he's doing the duchni with other kohanim, it's not a problem. Here, it's going to be unclear what the Darkei Moshe would say about our specific question, because on the one hand, the person giving a bracha to his children is doing it himself, not with other kohanim, so maybe it's a problem. On the other hand, the person's not even going up to the duchen, is not standing in front of people, giving them a bracha in shul. That's not the situation at all here. So it's not clear what the Darkei Moshe would say about our situation. And indeed, the Magen Avraham, the second reconciliation, he said that the difference between one Gemara and the other Gemara is as follows. Sh'ovir b'Israel, say when you're saying Shem Hashem Levatala, that's when there is a problem. If you don't say Shem Hashem Levatala, then indeed it's not a problem. But we got into the question of what does that mean? Is it talking about the name of God in the bracha, or does it mean the name of God in the pasuk Yivavrecha Hashem Vishmerecha? So in this Magen Avraham, if the problem that the Magen Avraham is flagging is that somebody who is a non-Kohen is saying the bracha Levatala, he shouldn't be saying the bracha, only Kohanim should be saying the bracha. Here, Friday night, a parent giving a bracha to his children, there's no bracha on this. It's simply saying psukim, so it would not be a problem. However, if the understanding of the Magen Avraham, that a non-Kohen, it's not that he's saying the bracha levatala, but he's saying the psukim that include the Shem Hashem levatala, indeed, maybe Friday night, a parent saying those psukim, same psukim, Yivrach Hashem v'yishmerach, indeed, may be problematic. Third reconciliation was the Bach. He reconciled the two Gemaras that when it is talking about it's okay, Rabbi Yossi, it's okay for you to duchen, it's talking about he would not lift up his hands as a Kohen. However, when it's problematic, that's when the Kohen would lift up his hands like a Kohen. So based on that, Friday night indeed, it could be problematic, certainly for a non-Kohen giving a bracha to his children, saying Yivarach Hashem v'yishmerech, and lifting up his hands, putting it on our heads. Indeed, likely, according to the Bach, that would be a problem. The fourth reconciliation was the Magen Giborim, that the problem is if the person has the intent, he's a non-Kohen, he's intending to give the bracha to everyone as if he's a Kohen. But if that's not his intention, like the first Gemara, Rabbi Yossi saying, I just would adhere to the request of my friends that I would go duchen, Friday night would not be a problem, because indeed when we give a bracha to children, it's not that we're intending to act like a kohen and duchening and give the bracha to the kal. You're simply giving a bracha to our children, so that would not be a problem even with the hands up on the head. And the B'nai Yeshua said the whole problem in this, the Beis HaMikdash, when we say the Shema Mefurash, indeed Friday night we're not in the Beis HaMikdash, we're not saying the Shema Mefurash, and accordingly it would not be a problem. So there we have it. Bottom line, some of the reconciliations would come out unclear. Some would come out saying it's not a problem. But at least according to the third one, the Bach, indeed we may have a problem if we say the bracha Friday night with our hands up, like the Kohanim, the hands on top of the head. And in Yirtzeh Hashem, we will get into the view of the post scheme on this very point tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.